Welcome to episode 311 of the Daily Brainwave. My name is Sean, and I will be your host as we try and discover the most useful and interesting fact known to mankind. Find me online at the new Daily Brainwave Facebook page. Email the show at Sean, that's S-E-A-N, at dailybrainwave.com, and please rate the show on iTunes, Stitcher, or however it is you find it. Today we kick off our calendar week in honor of the impending new year, and we do it by meeting a calendar that tried to kill us all. The end of the world. If you remember a few short years ago in the year 2012, everyone got up in arms about the end of the Mayan calendar. By everyone, I mean journalists trying to fill that 24-hour news cycle and people who run blogs with names like Chumpbait. The Mayan calendar is complicated. Figuring out the date on a Mayan calendar requires a sort of rub-your-belly-and-pat-your-head level of attention, mostly because their way of keeping time is so foreign to us today. In our modern times, we divide time up into years, and say that in 5 years this thing will happen, or 80 years ago this event took place. The Mayans didn't count years the way we did. Mesoamerican culture seemed to really like the concept of a reset. Every day, the sun went down and had to be reset, which was a big reason the Aztecs were so big into human sacrifice. They had to reset the sun. Every day, the cycle of hours reset. The Mayan calendar is actually three different calendars running concurrently. First, you have your general year calendar, 365 days, which the Mayans obviously measured out independently of Asian, African, or European influence thousands of years before the first white settlers showed up. A second, mystical calendar ran for 260 days, and each day had a sort of horoscope attached to it, dictating what the Mayans should look for in terms of luck or misfortune on that day. Now, in these two cycles, the 365-day and the 260-day cycles, met up every 52 years, they would sync up and line up. It was a big deal, usually in a bad way. The mighty Mayans worried that on this day, every 52 years, when both cycles ended on the same day, that the sun might not rise the next morning. See, these 52-year cycles were a reset button. The whole cycle reset itself. So it would be hard to try and communicate a date from a previous cycle. It was gone, so to speak. It wasn't like an ancient Mayan would say 80 cycles ago this happened. They just didn't have this system in their culture. What they did have was a third calendar called the Long Count. It had a 360-day cycle that ran independently of the other two calendars, and because it didn't meet up with those other two calendars on that 52-year cycle day, when they reset, the third calendar, the Long Count, could be relied on to number the days beyond this 52-year cycle. Boy, this is confusing. So instead of saying something happened 80 years ago, long-term events would be counted using this third cycle. Incidentally, 80 years would be about 4 katuns in the Mayan vernacular. But like the other two calendars, the Long Count calendar eventually had to reset. Now, this would only happen every 5,130 years. The Mayans and other ancient Mesoamericans believed that after the Long Count calendar reset, something would happen, and some legends say that the Mayans believed the whole universe would reset with it. And this was the reset that got some people so up in arms back in December of 2012, saying that the world was going to end. Joke was on them, though, wasn't it? Montezuma's revenge, perhaps? Thanks for tuning in to episode 311 of the Daily Brainwave. Check us out on Facebook. Contact the show via email at Sean, that's S-E-A-N, at dailybrainwave.com. And review the show on iTunes, Stitcher, or however it is you find us. Make sure you tune in tomorrow as we head back to England to meet an old friend.